escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Brought to you by the Georgia Lottery.
Hey, Georgia, Mega Millions just got an upgrade.
Now with bigger jackpots, better odds to win, and a built-in multiplier on every ticket.
Because any jackpot is a good jackpot. Drawings every Tuesday and Friday, only from the Georgia Lottery.
Hello.
It's Dukes and Bell.
Get your mind tuned in. Let's go be world champions.
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braves are winning down in Miami, which is good news. It's funny, we had a deep conversation yesterday about Ozzie Albies and was talking about simply the decision at the end of the year to either retain his services or buy him out. And it's cheaper to keep her. And I said that I don't foresee them doing that. And Ozzie is going to be back with this team. And, you know, if things continue, Mike, the way they have here, I think for the second half, he's certainly been so much better. With Money Harris, has been better. But last night it was funny because Dede and Oren, we all were texting, and it was like, was he listening to the show? Sometimes we feel that way because all of a sudden Ozzie came out and was on a tear.
Yeah, man, he provided the offense, and then late they just blew things up once they got the starter out of there, and it was kind of neat to see Ozzie. And you know, everybody loves him. We all love the guy. You know, he's one of my favorite players. He's just been just brutally difficult at times, but we know when he's dialed in like last night, it's great. Today down in South Florida, they had some fireworks because you had a Olsen home run and somebody came inside on Ronald Acuna. Hmm. Ronald didn't like that, so shades of the old days of Don Mattingly with a rookie manager in Miami. But, you know, cooler heads prevail. It's baseball. No one's going to fight. But we'll talk more about that later when it wraps, but Braves are kicking butt in a big way.
Well, look, I'm not this guy. Because I've wanted Ronald Acuna defended for the last 8 years. But no reason to rush the mound with coming off of an injury to your knee.
Now, the last thing I
there's
need.
There's just zero reason.
I don't need Ronald Acuna at the bottom of a scrum.
No.
You know, with like the 23rd guy on the Marlins bench on top of
him. Well, I heard this bullcorn announcer, like, if Acuna didn't like that, he would have ran out there and done something about it. Not coming off this injury, player. I'm not doing that. I'll bark at you. I'll let my teammates run out there. But there's a time and place, Mike. There's no reason to get out there and get hurt, which obviously he didn't. Right. All right, man. More to come on the Braves. Dede's on the way as well, as we'll find out what's on his mind. As we've been talking about the Falcons guys and this roster, now the practice squad looking like it's getting set. Yeah, look, the thing about this is we are taking on, and rightfully so, more right tackles than normal. Okay? Yes. This is not normal to have this many guys show up and be like, hey, we need you too.
Come on down to Raheem Morrison's house of used tackles. Are you a used tackle cut by another team? A late round pick who somehow has problems with deficiencies in pass blocking? Come to the Falcons because we're in need tackles right now.
Right now.
At Raheem Morrison's house of used tackles.
That's where we're at. So, yes, I mean, some of these guys you recognize on the practice squad, but there are at least three, maybe four guys you're going, wait a minute, why? Doesn't he play tackle? Yes, they all do. But this is part of the process. And by the way, it doesn't mean that they're all going to be here long term. We'll see how this plays out.
No, I mean, guys will work out. And look, as we said a million times this week, man, you know, one team's trash sometimes becomes another team's treasure. Sometimes the circumstances, I don't know how, who these guys were playing with, what their situation was. Were there guys that were just so much better they didn't get the reps so they couldn't impress? Then you put, you know, some of these guys who, yeah, they're waiver wire guys. Maybe put them next to Chris Lindstrom, they get a second life, right? On
possibly,
the right side.
Possibly. Let's discuss this Jalen Walker thing because you keep going back and forth with people. Look, when I said a few weeks ago, did we get the right dog? And I meant it because he's not shown me that yet. He may, and he'll get his opportunity. But as we've had this discussion today, and we started the show by saying, hey, man, Louis Riddick's giving some love to the Falcons, and we told you that he says, hey, look, I think that the guy you guys have in James Pierce Jr. could lead the league in sacks. You just don't say something like that if you're Louis Riddick. You don't have to, okay? So obviously he feels really good about the information he's received and what he saw when he came down here. And we just said, this is great. This is great recognition. This is the kind of stuff we need for people to be paying attention. But, Mike, I know you've been going back and forth with guys on this whole Jalen Walker situation.
Yeah, and just for guys who missed, I'll make this one brief, levity and brevity. You know, when we pump up James Pierce Jr., or in this case, we're talking about, so one of the guys you know from ESPN, who's a personnel, that's his history, he's a personnel guy, says something pretty, you know, that's pretty pretty big. It's pretty bold, you know, about James Pierce Jr. So pumping up Pierce Jr. is in no way a shot at Jalen Walker.
Zero.
Because we know, I said earlier, we know his resume. Guy never missed a game with Georgia. Know how tough he is, know how dynamic he is. We think he could be like our version of Micah Parsons. That's why it was such a shock when he fell to us at 15. But again, because he's been hurt, first it was a hamstring, then it became a groin, as Carl says. We haven't had a chance to see him do the stuff that Pierce has been doing at practice. So, like, for instance, when Brian McFadden is there with CBS, he sees it. You know, when the guys from NFL Network, when Brian Baldinger is there, he sees it. So that's part of it. So the buzz is real about Pierce Jr. But unfortunately, Jalen Walker could probably create some buzz-worthy moments, but hasn't had the opportunity. And now that the practices are closed to the media, you're not going to hear it from us. So that's all it is. So as I said on Twitter, you know, Pierce has a buzz. Walker doesn't yet. Hopefully that will change.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's where we are. And I need both to be great. I hope they are. And boy, wouldn't it be something if one of these guys was in that sack race as far as potentially leading the league? Now, again, if you're going to lead the league, you're talking about 16, 17 sacks, maybe 18. So there is a number you've got to get to. And with the additional game, it does give you another opportunity that, you know, a lot of these older guys didn't get a chance to, the old school guys back in the day. But it doesn't matter, man. I mean, like, have an impact. We need both to have an impact. But I'm not ready to rush to judgment and tell you that Jalen Walker's that dude yet. He was at Georgia. I don't know about the Falcons yet. But I will tell you that James Pierce Jr. has looked a lot more in tune to what they want to do. Now, I'm going to say this too, Mike. In watching some of the practices, guys, and having some inside information about some of the things they want to do with him, they practice some of this stuff. Some of this stuff, you weren't paying attention really close. You might not have realized it. They were running stunts with Jalen when he was out there. There were times when the Titans were here that they were doing things and practicing things that I think we're going to see in games. But they didn't do it every day. It might have been hit or miss, one play. They wanted to see what happened. Another guy gets a sack because of what Jalen did to create it, that pressure, Mike, or he gets a double team. They have ideas about how they want to use him, but he's got to prove it.
But I mean, out of all the days that we were at camp, which I think adds up to about what's 15 days, we got a chance to watch camp. You know, we only saw him with the first team. In some cases, it was walkthroughs. There's only about maybe one day or two that we actually saw him, got to see him going at full speed, and even there was a pitch count because of the hamstring injury.
That's right. They were being cautious.
Right, and that's why I just feel like some Georgia fan hears that, you're killing him. No, we're just facting you. We're just telling you, here's where it's at. And so Pierce, it doesn't mean, like, at the end of the day, is Pierce going to be better than Jalen? I don't know. Pierce has to do it when the bullets are real and it's live in about 10 days' time. But he's been a guy generating real buzz. And hopefully Jalen does both. And then we throw in Leonard Floyd and Epic Katie, and we got a pass rush for the first time in years.
Yeah, there you go. All right, guys, hit us up, 404-726-0929. We would love to hear what you think in regards to what we're doing and where we're at right now.
Everybody's so sensitive.
Right now they are. Mike, you know why?
Why?
Because you've told them that we are in danger. You have told them that we are critical.
Would you say venturing into a zone of danger?
You've told them that we are desperate now. That's why they're sensitive.
Well, desperate teams, Carl, have to do desperate things. And that's when you bring in guys. And some of these guys are Carter Warren from the Jets. He's now on the practice squad. Ryan Hayes, formerly of Michigan and the Dolphins, also practice squad. Michael Jarrell. is from Seattle. He's going to be battling. D-Led said, it's going to be a five-man battle. You know, I told these guys, it's funny. Guy just hit me up. He goes, who's that giant guy? That's Parker.
Yeah.
He's not very good.
Not yet.
Okay? Now, I apologize. You want me to lie? I sure hope he gets better. I mean, he's 6'8", 320. You'd think that with the size, he'd just be a natural. He's just not been that guy. And if you watch the Falcons in preseason, the second team offensive line was, as a whole, not great.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Sorry. I mean, what do you want me to say? I mean, now, Coach Ra, he's going to give you all the names like that day you asked about. Carl asked, we're at the press conference. Carl asked about, seems like the second team offense is struggling out there. And all Coach Ra did was recite the second team offense and tell you how confident he is about every name. Didn't address the question.
No.
Just gave you the list of the dudes. So that's where we're at.
No, he really did. And Mike and I kind of looked at each other. It was funny because he literally, and this is, you know, this is how you work around this. But he was like, it's really a great question. But let me tell you something. Storm Norton right now in IR, but we have a lot of confidence in Storm Norton. Javon Gwynn, he's been unbelievable in practice. And yeah, a guy that's working really hard. And Kyle Hinton, he looked. And you start realizing, okay, you just named the entire second team, but you've told me nothing.
Right. And the second, like, that's his prerogative. He's not going to sit there as we know. We joke
because
around.
At that time, we didn't know. Well, here's the deal.
This is before the injury.
Correct. Storm was, we knew out. We didn't know about the whole situation right. That was going to play out with the right tackle.
Storm was missing practice. Then we find out, you know, secretly, comes out that he had ankle surgery, 6 to 8 weeks. The good news is, if Elijah Wilkinson, with help from, get by, little help from my friends at tight end, and Carl, like, double teams, if Elijah Wilkinson, for argument's sake, wins the job, or any of these guys, if Michael Jarrell or one of these dudes can show out and you can help him out, one less weapon going down the field, but that happens a lot during the course of third downs. We know the team's going to blitz. Okay, can you keep your head above water until the cavalry comes in the form of Storm Norton? Maybe as early as after that bye week.
Now that bye week looks so good.
Yes.
The fifth week of the season, you're like, because we're not playing, and obviously it gives you another week to kind of recoup. C.J. Henderson, guys, we talked about him. High draft pick, first-round corner, getting another chance. He had limited time at the end of camp. He is going to join the practice squad, Mike. So they released him. Obviously, he clears waivers. They're bringing him back to join the practice squad. So the rumor, at least up there, was he was connecting with his teammates. The problem was he just didn't have a whole lot of time to really show his stuff. But if you believe in his ability, and obviously he had it to be a first-round pick, and you think it can help you, let him get into this system, Mike, and then maybe down the road, you know, he's a guy you activate.
Right, because the first-round picks always get that added sort of second and third chances, and that's cool because teams feel that, you know, the talent is there. I like C.J. Henderson. I thought, you know, maybe, you know, having a full year to get rested up and be healthy, and you know, he certainly has the chops coming out of college. That's why he went higher than A.J. Terrell did in the draft.
Hey, man, we'll see. Want to remind you of a couple of things. One, Friday, we're going to be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Get your Labor Day weekend started great food, drinks, scenic views, and we'll preview all the big games heading into the college football weekend, and many of them are right here in our own backyard, right here in the A, man. So we're going to be out there, Twin Peaks on Friday, 2 to 6 in Buckhead, and join us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
How many high noons is our man Day-Day going to throw down? He's going to let his hair down.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
You may have two.
That's his drink. That's his go-to. I'll have a high noon. flavor pineapple?
You know, again, where we come from, we just, you know, you'd mix the vodka with a High Noon, but hey, that's okay.
It could be a different High Noon for me on Friday because I won't be here.
Oh, that's right. You're going out to the Colorado game. That's right.
Yeah. There you go. Might be doing something completely different in Colorado.
High Noon, all right.
Yeah.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.